3 for a high, with a mix of clouds and sun, along with a chance for some scattered storms. Scattered shower and storm chances pick up further Tuesday night, upper 30s for a low. And then on Wednesday, isolated chance for a shower, with highs at 53, along with some breaks of sun and some clouds. Back to 29 Wednesday night, followed by a high near 60 with mostly sunny skies Thursday, 43 Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Is your health a top priority this year? It's time to check in. The Sabetha Community Hospital invites you to our annual health fair, Saturday, April 4th, at the main event in Sabetha. From 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., join us for free health screenings, informational booths, and low-cost lab work. Plus, don't miss our great speakers, surgeon Dr. Samuel Bruna and social media favorite Trooper Ben. Your wellness matters. We'll see you there on April 4th.
Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our youth leadership camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, hellomartialarts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free youth leadership camp at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you gotta get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score, it's about the grill. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sidelines promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sidelines is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. With clear skies across the area tonight, temperatures head back into the mid-30s. Moving into Sunday, we can expect lots of sunshine, high around 70. Southwest winds to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we'll drop back in the mid-40s on Sunday night with a clear sky. And then for Monday, more sunshine back with highs of about 75. Still looking at about 50 for a low Monday night. And the warmer weather lasts into Tuesday with 73 for a high with a mix of clouds and sun, along with a chance for some scattered storms. Scattered shower and storm chances pick up further Tuesday night, upper 30s for a low. And then on Wednesday, isolated chance for a shower with highs at 53, along with some breaks of sun and some clouds. Back to 29 Wednesday night, followed by a high near 60 with mostly sunny skies Thursday, 43 Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to firearms, peace of mind is everything. You need expertise you can trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local authority for professional gunsmithing, maintenance, and responsible ownership education. From repairs and custom work to the best selection of quality firearms, we prioritize your safety and satisfaction above all else. Stop in and see us at 1801 Stone in Falls City or check us out on Facebook. Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing, your trusted partner in responsible firearm ownership.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want me to do the intro?
Wade Gershon with you on 103.9 KNZA, as is 3A Substate Championship Saturday. It's the girls' turn to take center stage here in Class 3A as the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks looking for their first state tournament appearance since 1979, taking on the Bulldogs of Marysville, as the Bulldogs come in with a record of 9-14, but they've won their last three games. Hiawatha with the third best record in school history, and last time they made state, they won it all, went undefeated back in 1979, and they were the 3A champs in 1978. Those are the only two seasons they've had more wins than this year, where they are 22-3. The boys in their season of sub-state finals last night, 22-4, came up one win shy of state. The girls trying to perhaps just uplift the spirits of Red Hawk fans everywhere by winning here tonight and help soften the blow of the boys losing last night. We are glad you tuned in. Wade Gershon, Paige Mueller with you on 103.9 KNZA and on the Hiawatha channel. We're going to take a 2.5 minute timeout here on 103.9 and on the channel. When we come back, we will give you the starting lineups and get ready for the sub-state championship tilt from Sabetha High School. Back in 2.5 minutes on 103.9 KNZA.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at RiverstoneINS.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group. Growing confidence, harvesting security.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon Paige Mueller back with you from Sabetha, getting set for this girls' championship matchup. Paige, you know, it was pretty emotional last night for the boys. They were so close, and a bad break with the injury to Stephen Morgan, but less than 24 hours later, the girls still have a chance to go to state.
I think our town is ready to rally behind this women's basketball team. They've had a fantastic year, coming in at 22-3, third in the Big East League behind Riley County and Silver Lake, who just played before this game, and I think Hiawatha's ready to rock the world and make it back to the state tournament.
Well, it's been a while, 47 years to be exact. It was way before Paige was ever brought into this world, and I was 3 years old, so you can do the math on how old I am, and please, I hope your math's bad so you have a lower number than what you come up with. This is what it's all about. You work all year long to get to that one game to get you to the state tournament. Hiawatha, what an incredible year they had. Our head coach, Stacey Jasper, in her second year, record 34-12. Last year, Hiawatha went 12-9, lost the sub-state semis at Wellsville. This year, they ranked number five in 3A, number two seed in this sub-state. 22-3 overall, as you mentioned, they're second to Silver Lake in the Big East League at 9-1. Start of year 13-0, the third best record in regards to wins in a season in Hiawatha girls basketball history. The last sub-state championship game they played in was the 16-17 season. They lost to Nemaha Central 56-50. Oddly enough, right here in Sabetha. So they'll take on Marysville, a team that you look at the record and you go 9-14. Hiawatha's heavy favorite. Don't look at that. Marysville has had some really tough competition. They've played bigger schools in their league in NCKL. So do not just expect Marysville to roll over. They beat Oskaloosa, the 6th seed, on Friday, 50-29. Wednesday beat the 3 seed Heritage Christian, 42-37, an upset there. Hiawatha girls coming off a win over the 15th seed Sabetha last Friday, 61-29. And then down four at halftime, came back to beat Riverside, the 7th seed, at home at the Roundhouse on Wednesday, 44-39. Starting lineups on the way after a 2-minute timeout here on 103.9 KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restoration. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Gershner, Paige Mueller back with you. Matt Morton running our camera for the girls' championship at Sabetha, along with our studio engineer Megan back at the headquarters in Hiawatha. Glad you could tune in here tonight for high school sub-state championship basketball. It's brought to you by title sponsor KNZA Rainbow Communications, RainbowTel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Let's give you the starters. First for Marysville, under head coach Ben Wurtenberger, who is his brother, is the head coach of the Sabetha boys, a host right here in Sabetha tonight. Reese Packett, a 5'3 sophomore guard. Aubrey Dressman, a 5'6 senior point guard. Casey Rush is a 5'11 senior. And she's really good. First team all-leaguer a year ago, 9.8 rebounds. This year averaging 15.9 rebounds. She's the key to make Marysville go. Carly Milner's a 5'10 senior forward, and Ava Spicer's a 5'4 senior guard. That's the starting lineup. Milner, Spicer, Rush, Dressman, and Packett. Head coach, Ben Wurtenberger, assisted by J.R. Horning and Sandy Price. Hiawatha, Lady Redhawks, led by head coach Stacey Jasper. Dustin Bruning and Kelsey Huben are the assistants. Starting lineup, Akella Williams, a 5'4 sophomore guard. Averaging 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 2 steals. She's made 29 triples on the year. Kylie Nelson, 5'5 junior guard, returning starter from a year ago. 13 Big East League honor a year ago, averaged 16 a game. This year, she's up to 19.3, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, leads the team in all those categories. She holds a single season and single game record for threes made. And she set the single season points record this year with 482 coming in tonight and counting. Claire Twombly is a 5'8 senior forward, returning starter, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds. Addison Williams, 5'6 senior point guard, returning starter, averaging 5.5 points, 3.8 rebounds, a little over 3 assists and 2 steals a game. And Kenzie Nelson inside, a 5'5 senior forward, returning starter, one of 4 returning starters. And she's had multiple double-digit rebounding games, averaging 5.5 points and just under 10 rebounds a game. Once again, it's Kenzie Nelson, Addison Williams, Claire Twombly, Kylie Nelson, Michaela Williams, your starting five for the Lady Redhawks. Their losses this year to 6th strength and 4A Rock Creek, 43-33. Loss to Riley County, 51-43. Loss to number one team in the state, Silver Lake, 65-37, which was for the Big East League title. Hiawatha, one of their goals was to go undefeated at home. They came close. They went 10-1 in the roundhouse. And once again, they have the third most wins in school history with 22. They started year 13-0 before that loss to Rock Creek in the Thunder Classic Championship game. They shoot a lot of threes, and if they make the threes, Hiawatha's got a great chance tonight. They're averaging 7 made threes per game, Page. They attempt 23 times per contest, so it should be interesting to see how this all works.
Hiawatha is a very good three-point shooting team. They've made 14 in a game for once. We're in the Thunder Classic, and they did a great job. So Hiawatha, when they hit the three, they are lethal.
Yeah, we can't go any higher up to the fans in front of us. We're against the wall. That's as high as we can go. All right, so here we go. It never helps when you have a 6'8" guy standing in front of you. So Marysville is in the black uniforms. Hiawatha's in the home white. They're the home team on the scoreboard. There'll be rush to jump. And the ball's loose, and it comes to Marysville. They have it first here tonight. Ball knocked away and stolen. Coming away with it is Kylie Nelson for Hiawatha. What a season she's had, and she's just a junior. Addison Williams, the point guard. In the far corner with it is Michaela Williams. Inside trying to go, and it's knocked away. It's trying to go to Twombly, deflected and stolen. Early turnover for Hiawatha. Aubrey Dressman lobs it ahead, over the head of her teammate, trying to go to Spicer, far side. And a turnover in the early going. Well, Paige, you've got the glitter on tonight. So does head coach Stacey Jasper.
I figured we'd match.
Well, you do, except you're wearing black. She's wearing the red sparkly glittery jacket. Looks cool. Here's it. Oh, take the three. There's Williams on the baseline. With it is Addison Williams. Top of the key three off the mark. Put up there by Twombly. And then the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Marysville on the rebound.
One thing Hiawatha does really well, Wade, is they are very scrappy. They will go for boards almost every chance they get, and a lot of that comes from Kenzie Nelson.
Inbounds, the banker put up and missed there by Michaela Williams. Turnaround shot by Kenzie Nelson on the offensive rebound. She leads the team with almost 10 a game, and Hiawatha has nearly 2-0 lead. And now a pass against the full court pressure, and a foul, I think, is called. It was a turnover for Marysville, but the foul erases the turnover. It's on Kenzie Nelson, that is her first, and the first team foul on Hiawatha. So full court pressure by the Redhawks. And a steal. Nelson leans in, puts it up, full ball for Kylie, but she'll go to line to shoot 2 free throws. So in the early going, Marysville really struggling with this full court pressure. Hiawatha being aggressive from the very beginning of this contest, trying to get the state for the first time since 1979, 47 years ago, and they won it all. In 79, went undefeated, beat Perla Compton, 42-41 in the championship year. Prior to that, oddly enough, beat Marysville in the championship in 1978, winning 3A, went 24-1 as a free throw rolls in for Kylie Nelson. When they won it all in 79, going undefeated, they were the 4A champs. So they won 3A in 78, had to go up a class, didn't matter. 79, they won the 4A title, so they went back-to-back championships, 2 different classes, 4th and 77. As Kylie Nelson makes both free throws, And Hiawatha has an early 4-0 lead. Marysville will see if they can handle this pressure. Rush lobs it ahead, caught by Packett. Packett does not attack, now gives it to Rush. Rush double team, turns, leans back, and misses. Well, you can see it right away. Hiawatha wants to pressure that Marysville guard, and as soon as Rush gets it, they're going to put two or three white jerseys around her, make her give it to her teammates. Hiawatha wants to make them beat them, not Rush. A three, open on the reversal, missing by Kylie Nelson. Had a good look at it. Rebounded there for Packett for Marysville in the black unis with the white numerals outlined in the red with the white trim along the jerseys and shorts. Hiawatha defending. There comes a trap by the Redhawks. They get it over to Marysville to Dressman. Dressman plays it out to Spicer. Out front, this is Reese Packett, a 5-3 sophomore guard. Hiawatha playing a zone defense. And Ernie's Rush, it's knocked away. Ooh, a nickel and dime foul called on Hiawatha.
Hiawatha with two early team fouls. I know Coach Stacey Jasper, one of her goals at the beginning of the season was to limit the fouling, and they have done much better this season, but especially tonight, it's going to be something they want to watch out for.
Milner checks out for Marysville. Hannah Whitesville, 5'10", sophomore, is in. A three from the corner is up and away and short by Packett, rebounded by Kylie Nelson. Hiawatha, the white uniforms, the red numerals and lettering outlined in the black. Kinsey Nelson comes to set of a high screen for Michaela Williams. Bounce pass to Addison Williams, a senior. Gives it up to Kylie Nelson. Kylie between the leg dribble. Angles left. Picks up the dribble. Baseball pass right side. Pump fake. Michaela Williams cuts through the defense. Carves it up and misses the layup. Old iron unkind. It hung there forever. Rebounded by Dressman. She wants to push. To our left. Gives it back to Rush. Bulldogs have the ball. Stepping through Rush. A lot of contact. No call. Rebound underneath. Missed by Dressman. Put up again. And finally, a foul is called on Hiawatha, as Marysville had not two, but three opportunities to score. Didn't score, but have a chance to go to the line and earn it there.
Addison Williams picking up her second foul. Hiawatha's going to have to go to the bench eventually.
Marysville, the number 11 seed in this tournament, knocked out the 6 seed and the 3 seed. Heritage Christian, the 3 seed on Wednesday, 42-37. They went 4-8 in NCKL. They won 3 in a row. Last year went 11-12, lost in the first round of such state to Halstead, who went on to win a state championship, beating Silver Lake in the final in Hutch. Halstead, the only undefeated team in girls basketball in 3A this year. Silver Lake, the number one team in the state. Halstead ranked second. Free throw made there by Dressman.
They actually changed the foul. They changed it to be on Claire Twombly instead of Addison Williams.
Well, that helps Hiawatha. Scoreboard has 2 on Addison Williams, but they change it at the table. A good pick up there, Paige, because that's important. Second free throw rolls in for Dressman. Marysville trying to make the state tournament for the first time since 2018. And Hiawatha says, yeah, that must be rough. We haven't been there since 79. You're saying Hiawatha's due? Yes, they are. Underneath, this is Michaela Williams. She spins out of some traffic. Now Addison Williams back to Michaela. Three-pointer up and away, short. And fighting for the rebound, and the Bulldogs come away with it. They have it moving to our left. 4-2 Hiawatha. 5:05 to go, first quarter. Girls 3A Substate Championship game from Sabatha High School. Home of the Blue Jays, home of the Substate tonight. The boys' finals are last night. So the late girls and boys have both punched their tickets to state. They swing it. Weitzel over to Kinley Holly, who can shoot the 3 of 5, 5 sophomore. Now to Packett. Baseline Dressman. Dressman back out to Packett. Bounce pass right side. They swing it. Open. 3. Holly. I just said she can shoot it. There she does. She misses the 3 from the far side, and Marysville has their first lead at 5-4. Michaela Williams. They really got to get Kylie Nelson going. She has a couple of free throws to start the game. Here's Twombly, a senior. Back over to Addison Williams. Goes baseline. Bumps. Foul. Called as she missed the shot, but she gets 2 free throws. Well, prior to this year, Hiawatha had lost in the substate semis 4 consecutive years, but they get to the substate final for the first time since 16-17. When, oddly enough, they lost here in Sabatha that year to Nemoth Central by 6. They're 1 win away from state then, as the foul was called on Rush. That is her first. Second team foul on Marysville. 3 team fouls Hiawatha. First free throw off the mark put up there by Addison Williams, a 63% foul shooter. Second free throw, line drive, back iron, no. Ball tipped out. Kylie Nelson gets it. Gives it to Williams. Michaela with the lay-in. And Hiawatha back in front, 6-5. Second chance opportunity. Now, full court pressure stolen by Kinsey Nelson. Gets it to Addison Williams. Now Kylie Nelson. Angles left. Turns up and under. Step through. Banker. Great move. Can't finish. Ball tipped out. Hiawatha gets it again. Addison Williams over to Kylie Nelson on the near side. In front of the Marysville student section. Hiawatha fans on the far side. We're on the Marysville side. Mikayla Williams, good kick out. Jump for baseline. Swamley! Able to knock it down. Her first bucket. 8-5 Red Hawk. 3:42 to go first quarter. Hazel breaks the pressure. 2-on-1. Pass ahead. Layup is good by Packett. And it's 8-7 Hiawatha. Finally, Marysville is able to cleanly break the full court pressure Hiawatha. If you can break it, you should get layups, and they just did. Callie Nelson comes over to grab the rock. Here's the pill to Mikayla Williams. Callie Nelson, step back three, up and away, short. And a good box out there by Dressman. Dressman across the timeline from right to left. Hiawatha defending man-to-man. 3:10 to go first quarter. 8-7 Hiawatha in a game that we anticipate will come to the, down to the final second. A three, left corner, knocked down by the sophomore Whitesville. Second made three for Marysville. They lead 10-8. Gombley on the baseline. Gives it back to Mikayla Williams. Mikayla angles left. Out to Kinsey Nelson. Doesn't take the three. She's hit 10 threes this year. She's capable from long range. Now Addison Williams turns the corner. Drives it over with a hoop to left hand layup. Is pure gold. And we're tied at 10. Full court pressure. Marysville fires ahead near side low. They lob it ahead to Rush. Rush bounce pass. Went too far. And a turnover for Marysville. Trying to save it was Dressman. Russ wearing these super bright pink shoes. Got a lot of pink shoes out there. Also, Whitesville's wearing pink shoes. And Kenzie Nelson has some pink on her shoes as well. As, hey, this has been a fun start, 10-10 time.
Definitely fun. Kind of what I expected, back and forth, Hiawatha pressing. I am curious with how well Marysville is defeating the press if they'll start to change that up.
2:25 to go first quarter, 10-10 time. Winner goes to the 3A state tournament. First round will be Wednesday. Don't know the opponent. Don't know the location. New this year at the state quarterfinal. Kylie Nelson, one-hand pass to Mikayla Williams. Entry pass, will give and go. Kenzie Nelson to Mikayla. Williams turns, steps in, leans with a scoop, and we got to travel before the contact. And that is the second turnover for Hiawatha. Earlier tonight, Civil Lake girls going to state for the sixth consecutive year. They won 56-41 in Riley County. They led 19-0 to start the game. Riley went 10 minutes to start the game without a point. Here's some full court pressure by Hiawatha again. Marysville breaks it this time. Kinley Hawley hit the three-pointer a moment ago. Two threes from Marysville, both coming from sophomores off the bench. And a foul is called on Kylie Nelson, a little ultra-aggressive way beyond the three-point line. That's the first on Kylie, and that's the 14th foul on Hiawatha.
Marysville has done a really good job of moving the ball around, getting their players off the bench involved. Two of their bench players have their only two threes in the game so far.
Inbounds comes to Rush. Rush gets the score out of 15 a game. 5'11 senior. She's posting on the left block. They can't get it to her. Right now it is Remy Siebermorgen that's guarding her. Inside, Rush scores. Well, I said she hasn't scored, and there she does. 12-10, Marysville. Back the other way to our right, Kylie Nelson angles into the paint, leans in, turns, and might have been partially blocked. A little bit of contact, they let him play. And Marysville with the loose change. Minute 23 and ticking, first quarter. Marysville 12, Hiawatha 10. Marysville, if they make state, would have a losing record. And that's a 10 count. Marysville did not get it across the line in time. We saw one of those in the game earlier tonight. Riley County didn't get over in time in 10 seconds. Hey, Atchison barely stays alive for their season. Atchison be 8 tonight. Boys 4A Substate Final, 68-67. The Phoenix go to state undefeated 25-0.
Wow.
Rock Creek on a last-second three beat Bishop Miege. So public school over private school. People, a lot of public school fans love that. As Rock Creek and Atchison both undefeated. The only undefeated left in 4A boys both won in nail-biters tonight. So, and Hayden's also a private school, so public schools win both of those, and Rock Creek and Atchison undefeated going to 4A state tournament next week. Here's Kinsey Nelson bumped on the drive right. That's on Spicer. That's her first, and a 13th foul on Marysville with exactly 1 minute to go here in the first half. Centralia girls leading at the end of the first quarter, 26-15. That's a high-scoring game against Clifton Clyde. Hanover girls win tonight over Axtell, 43-35. Rossville boys going to state. They beat Casey Christian, 60-49. And now a foul is called away from the ball, running through the screen, a foul called on Marysville. The Rossville girls and boys, the Silver Lake girls and boys, all making state. That foul is They had Spicer earlier. Don't know who they called that one on. There you go, Weitzel. And now a travel called on High Rock on the inbound. Weitzel with her first. Team fouls even at four apiece. Always nice when you can get one of your teams to stay, but when you can get both, that makes it really special. Sugar Lake doing that for the second straight year. Centralia now, girls leading halftime, are clipping by 40-21. Hayden Kramer with 19. Centralia girls seem like they're at state every year.
I think Hiawatha would like to get there tonight.
Yes, they would. It's been a brief moment. This 47 years is a brief moment. They are due. But will it happen tonight? But we'll have to wait to another year. Here's Rush posting. Almost stolen there. Good try by the Redhawks. The shot put up and missed. The rebound Rush, and she's fouled. Well, Stephen Morgan almost had a steal and a dangerous pass out front. Fouled on Addison Williams. That is her second. They gave her number two earlier, but then they changed it. Now she does get her second. 15 foul. Marysville has scored the last 4 points. Make it five as Rush hits the free throw. Casey Rush, first team All-League in NCAA a year ago, averaged 9 points, 8 rebounds. She's pushed that up to 15 points and 9 rebounds a game as a senior. Marysville's won one state championship. I mentioned Hiawatha's two state titles. That one rims out, and then jump ball on the rebound, a tie-up, and it goes to Hiawatha. Hiawatha girls have been to state 4 times, and that was 4 straight years, 76, 77, 78, 79. We documented what happened in 77, 78, 79. They lost in the first round in 76. And we'll tell you what Marysville did when we get a chance. If you are a history buff, and I know Paige's.
I am.
There's Michaela Williams across the timeline. No shot clock this year in postseason basketball at the 3A level. That will change next year. Marysville leading 13-10. And a pass, not a good one. Pauly Rocky trying to go inside and way wide of the target and turnover Hiawatha. And that's a tough turnover because you could have held for the final shot. Instead, a little bit impatient offensively, turn it over, and now Marysville will have the last crack at it.
Something I am noticing is Marysville is a lot deeper on the bench than Hiawatha. They've done a lot of stepping so far tonight.
And that will be interesting to see the impact of that come, say, the fourth quarter in the tight game. That's a good observation. That sometimes can be the difference if you're the deeper team. Hiawatha with a 3-2 zone look. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Marysville will milk the clock. 12 on the game clock. Once again, no shot clock. Over to Holly. A deep three up and away. The sophomore short. Rebound, Kylie Nelson. Three on the clock. She checks the scoreboard. Trying to get off a shot. She will not on the far side. That's the end of one. It's Marysville, 11 seed, with a 13-10 lead over the 2-seed Hiawatha in the sub-state finals. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZA and the Hiawatha channel.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabatha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Megan back in Hiawatha, Wade Gershner, Paige Mueller, Matt Morton with you at the top of the bleachers on the south side here at Sabatha High School. 13-10, Marysville girls with the lead. We start the second quarter. Marysville scoring the final 5 points in that first period. Zone defense by Hiawatha. They're packing in against Rush. Rush calling for the ball. They lob it into Rush. Oh, man. Everybody got tangled up, no foul called, and a pass is picked off for Michaela Williams. High dribble, but not a turnover. And now it is a turnover, ball out of bounds. I don't know how many times I see fans that don't know the rules of basketball that, oh, it's a high dribble, that's a carry. No, if your hand stays above the ball, you can dribble high, it's okay. It looks irregular and awkward, but it doesn't mean it's a carry.
You can also even have it on the side.
Yes,
sometimes.
You can.
You cannot have it on the bottom.
Exactly. You can never get it on the bottom, then it's called a carry. In the NBA, you can walk with the ball for 5 steps. It don't matter. Here's a turnaround by Rush, and she gets it to go. She's starting to assert herself inside. She has 5, and if she gets going, that's trouble for Hiawatha. 15-10, Marysville Bulldogs with the lead. Kylie Nelson gives it up to Twombly. Where will the offense come from if Nelson is unable to score? That's, I think, the question of Hiawatha. Kylie Nelson plays it over to Michaela Williams. Michaela averaging 11 a game. Back out to Kylie Nelson. A 3 straight away is back iron. No. Long rebound to Packett. As we said in the pregame, Hiawatha is going to have to hit 3s to win tonight. They average 7 makes a game. And I would think they're going to have to make at least 7 tonight to win. And so far, they have made 0. 15-10 Marysville. If they would win tonight, more than likely they would be the bottom seed at state with a losing record. At 3, up and missing from the side there by Weitzel. And the ball tipped out of bounds. And it's Hiawatha basketball with 6:24 to go in the second quarter.
I think another problem Hiawatha may have tonight is the height of Rush.
Yeah.
Hiawatha basically averaged at 5'5", 5'6", across the board. And Casey Rush, well, she's taller than that, I can tell you that right now. And I think that might be a problem here tonight.
Yeah, Rush is listed at 5'11", so that's why they're trying to pack it in. Fronting, playing behind Rush. And make Marysville hit the perimeter shot. Well, they have a couple sophomores on the bench that hit 3s. Nice pass inside. Williams,
Mackenzie Nelson, great teamwork. Mackenzie Nelson with the easy bucket.
15-12, Marysville. Two fantastic passes, moving the ball without dribbling it and moving without the ball as an offensive player. That was really nice to watch. 15-12, Marysville. 6 minutes to go, first half. Inside it goes a Rush. She turns her left shoulder, steps through two defenders, misses, gets her own rebound, and clears it out front to Weitzel. Here is Dressman. Pull up Jay from 15, left side. Doesn't go. Ball tipped around, and Rush comes away with it. She slips and falls. Nelson gets it away, and then fouled there by Dressman. Dressman with her first, and the first team foul. Marysville in the second quarter. 5:37 to go in the second frame. 3A girls substate final from Sabathia, 15-12 in favor of Marysville. I was telling you the state history of Hiawatha earlier, but Marysville state history, they've been to 4 state championship games in their school's history. They've only won 1. They won the 4A title back in 01 when they beat Labette County. They were second in 3A to, as we said, Hiawatha won the state title in 78 over Marysville. In 98, they lost the state title in 4A to Santa Fe Trail. In 2000, they lost in overtime the 4A title to Burlington as a pass. Airmail far side, out of bounds over the head of Twombly, and a turnover to 5th for Hiawatha. So Marysville's made state 7 times. They got 4th in 83 and 18, and 18 was the last time they made state. Which, you know, is a bit of a drought. That's 8 years, but nothing compared to the drought that Hiawatha girls trying to break, which is 47 if you're just tuning in. 5:18 to go, first half. Marysville being patient against this Hiawatha zone. I'm a 3-2 look right now. Sometimes it more so no 2-3, depending on the offensive player and how they're able to penetrate and move the ball from side to side. Top of the key is Packett. Here's Heitzel, so pump fake, leans in, little floater, left it short. Rush had it for a moment. Hiawatha's got a scratching clock. Kylie Nelson comes away out of the pack with the ball. Kylie to our right. Behind the back dribble, steps back, gives it up to Pauly Rocky, the 5'5 juniors at 25 threes on the year. Now to Kylie Nelson, it's 72 triples. Kylie, back on Michaela Williams. Michaela finds a seam all the way to the hoop and lays it in. England left. Michaela Williams at 4, and the Redhawks are within 1, 15-14. 4:30 to go, first half. Marysville trying to handle this zone. Here's a 3, up and away by Packett. Back iron, no. Good rebound, weak side by Kenzie Nelson. Kenzie, eyes up. Nice lick out to Williams. Michaela's 3, up and away, no. A great rebound by Twombly, and a foul is called on Spicer. That's her second. Boy, Twombly really did a great job of working, contorting her body to get that rebound, and drew the foul. That was a good look at it by Kinsey Nelson.
I like the 3 taken by Michaela. She's a good 3-point shooter. Stop, take a breath, and shoot it. Hopefully they can knock those down here in the future, because like we said, they need to hit them.
And it was a transition 3, and guards love to pull up in transition. We have a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 4:15 to go, first half, and Marysville 15, and Hiawatha 14. That timeout called by Coach Jasper and the Lady Redhawks. Well, it has been a heck of a year for Hiawatha girls and boys basketball. And Paige, we thought this game, we look at the records And we were talking beforehand that this is probably a coin flip game. And you say, well, how is that possible? How about 22-3? Marysville's 9-14. But Marysville, their losses, Valley Heights, who made it to state, Clay Center, they lost twice to Rock Creek, they made it to 4A state. They lost to Concordia twice, Concordia made state. They lost to Centralia, who looks like they're going to state. They lost to Wamego twice. Wamego didn't make state because they had to play the juggernaut Bishop Miege in the sub-state finals last night. They lost to Troy. Riley County made sub-state finals. Lost to Silver Lake, who's going to state. Lost to Jeff West. And lost to Chapman, who, guess what, is going to state.
Wow.
So Marysville has played a ton of state qualifiers, and that's a majority of their losses. So when we say it's an even matchup, we mean it. Inside, Twombly. Oh, she missed a high percentage point-blank shot on the inbounds and then commits a foul. You know, those are the shots you want back. Those are the ones in a close game you're going to have to knock down more often than not.
And it was a great draw up by Coach Jasper to find Twombly on the baseline, just not quite there.
So, that's just the first team foul for Hiawatha in the quarter. So, two on Marysville. 4 minutes to go. Diagonal pass in the corner. Holly doesn't pull the trigger for three. Lily Boat is into the ball game. She's a sophomore. Here's the sophomore, Holly. She misses. Long rebound to Michaela Williams. Under four to go, first half. Marysville clinging to a one-point lead. It's been a while since they've scored. Kylie Nelson turns the corner, backs it out. Kinsey Nelson takes the three. Kinsey back to Kylie. Kylie angling left, all the way to the cup with the scoop of the right hand, and it somehow bounces out. Well, she beat her defender, no help defense, and that's two layups that Hiawatha's missed in the last 30 seconds.
She'll make those 9 out of 10 times.
Yep. Marysville being patient. And Michaela Williams comes out, pokes the ball away, and then a foul call. A little bit overzealous was Michaela Williams. That's her first, just a second team foul. Because last night, Heritage Christian beat Hiawatha boys 63-55 to go to state for the first time in their school history. Silver Lake boys going to state for the 10th time in school history. Back-to-back years, they won by 32 over Paley Lecompton last night, 66-34. Earlier tonight, Silver Lake girls going to state for the sixth straight time. They're 25-1 as they beat Riley County 56-41, and the game wasn't even that close, as Silver Lake led 19-0 to start the game. And here, it's the 9-14 Bulldogs of Marysville from NCKL against the 22-3 Redhawks, who are the second-place team out of the Big East League. But that don't mean nothing right now. It's about how you play on the floor in pressure situations. 3 minutes to go before halftime, as veering to the right is Packett. She slid the pivot foot, called for the traveling violation.
Wait, I have Marysville with 6 turnovers here in the first half. And I think that might come back to bite them. Hiawatha, they're our stealing team. They average up almost 12 steals per game. So hopefully for Hiawatha, that number goes up. Hopefully for Marysville, that stays about the same.
Laura Lutz is in the ballgame, number 10, a 5'5 senior. Stephen Morgan, 5'8 junior. Plays with the Lutz. Here's Kinsey Nelson. Posting, turning, good defense. The turnaround shot missing. And a foul called on Hiawatha trying to get the rebound on the weak side. I tell you, that was terrific defense by Marysville. The smaller defender anticipated the drop step by Nelson, and that forced her into a tough, awkward shot. And that foul was on Michaela Williams. That's her second, third team foul. So Michaela Williams and Addison Williams each with two fouls along with Twombly. 2:40 and ticking, second quarter. Wade Gersher, Paige Mueller, Matt Morton with you from Sabetha High School. Hiawatha extending their zone on the perimeter a little bit. They extend it too much, and then now allow Rush to have a lot of space to operate inside. The talented post player from Marysville. Out front, this is Dressman. Swings it left side to Holly. You got to close out on her. She's a very good shooter. Into the corner goes the Packett. Packett, the blonde, has it knocked away. It's loose. Rush gets it, and she's fouled. And if that's on Allison Williams, that would be her third. Instead, it's on Nelson, and that's her second. Foul trouble starting to mount for Hiawatha. Coach Jasper, you mentioned the depth situation.
4 out of the 5 starters for Hiawatha have 2 fouls, and that's definitely not ideal.
That means you can't be as aggressive defensively. Open 3 on the inbounds. Holly airballs it, but it goes right to Rush. It was like a perfect pass, and Rush lays it in. 17-14 Marysville. Both teams hadn't scored for a while. 2 minutes to go, first half. Here's Addison Williams. Looks at the Kinsey Nelson. Kylie, open. Nope. Good closeout by Rush. Kylie back to Kinsey. Back to Kylie. And Kylie and Kinsey just pass the ball back and forth one another. Now Kinsey gives it to Addison Williams down the lane, and a good drive. Addison Williams will go to the line for 2 free throws. Strong take for the hoop by Addison Williams, a 5'6 senior.
You know what's always fun about this team, too? There's two sets of sisters on this team, and they happen to be cousins. And so it's pretty much just a family affair, so when you said they're passing back and forth, I bet they've done that often.
That's probably right. As a free throw by Addison Williams, really needs to get some arch on that free throw. I mean, just bend the knees, get some arch. That was a flat free throw. Let's see how this one is. Second one up. That one a little bit better. Still a bit of an early drive, but she gets it. One out of four. She's a 63% foul shooter. 17-15. Marysville by a deuce. 90 seconds to go before half time. Winner goes to the 3A state tournament. First round action for the 3A girls state tournament begins on Wednesday. It'll be one of seven locations that you have about a 15% chance, 14% chance of guessing the right location because there's seven.
I don't think I'm smart enough.
I don't even play the lottery, so I'm not going to try that. Minute 10, Marysville, milking the clock right now. They don't have to force anything. They can hold the ball until a final shot with no shot clock, which that'll change next year. With no shot clock, the shot clock awards good defense. Here's Holly, left alone, takes the three, air balls, caught, rebound underneath by Weitzel, back out to Holly. Weitzel, and she traveled. Play it. You know, you have some youth for Marysville that we talked about with Weitzel and Holly who aren't afraid to shoot the ball when they're open.
I like it.
A bit of a nervous play there for Weitzel on the turnover.
I think it's good to have younger players feel confident to take the shot.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But right there, there looked to be a little anxiety when Weitzel caught that one. Hiawatha will take it. Seven turnovers for Marysville. 17-15, Marysville with the lead. Hiawatha trying to tie it up, take the lead with a three. Iowa's not made a three-pointer yet tonight. They average seven a game. Leertz gives it to Twombly, playing with two fouls. Guarded closely there, gives it to Kylie Nelson. Man-to-man defense by Marysville. They swing it right side, lob it in, and that one over the head. Leertz is fast behind Kinsey Nelson, a bit of a force trying to go inside. And now Marysville can hold for the final shot of the first half. Iowa unofficially with six turnovers. Marysville with seven. Marysville, three team fouls, Hiawatha, four, and Kinsey Nelson pumps it away from Holly. Five on the clock. Ahead it goes. Leertz sets the feet, fires from way downtown, and it was just short. At the end of the first half, we thought this was an even matchup between these two teams, and it has not disappointed. 16 minutes in the books in the sub-state championship game from Sabatha. It's Marysville 17, Hiawatha 15. Back in 2.5 minutes. On the Hiawatha Channel and 103.9 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to Sabetha, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And it's time to roll through the statistics, which is brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Thanking, Kay Inler, and Michelle Callison, or NAK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. And Hiawatha had the early 4-0 lead. Marysville led 13-10 at the end of one and leads at halftime by a score of 17-15. Hiawatha in the first half, 4 points for Michaela Williams, 2 points for Kylie Nelson, 2 points for Claire Twombly, 3 points for Addison Williams, and 4 points for Kinsey Nelson. Hiawatha did not make a three-pointer in that first half. They did have 6 turnovers unofficially. Marysville with 7 turnovers unofficially. They were led by Casey Rush with 7, 2 points for Aubrey Dressman, 2 points for Reese Packett, 3 points on a three for Kinley Hawley, and 3 points on a three for sophomore Hannah Wetzel off the bench. As Marysville with 17 points in that first half, and they were able to connect on the 2 threes, one by the sophomore Weitzel, the other by another sophomore, Kinley Hawley. It all leads to a 17-15 advantage at halftime in favor of Marysville over Hiawatha. The winner goes on to the 3A state tournament. First round play for the girls in 3A will be on Wednesday. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. Be back after this break here on the Hiawatha Channel, 103.9 KNZA.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime, along with seniors here to make a certain weight, Gershman, Paige Mueller, Matt Morton with you from Sabetha High School. It is the second and final day of the championship rounds here in the state of Kansas. Last night, Class 3A boys, Heritage Christian knocking off Hiawatha 63-55 to go to state, and Silver Lake demolished Sarah Latopla 66-34. The 3A boys state tournament bracket looks like this. Wichita Collegiate will take on Wellsville. Collegiate, the one seed. That'll be 8 o'clock on Tuesday at Friends University in Wichita. Silver Lake boys, the 5 seed, will take on the 4 seed Holcomb Tuesday at the Tony Event Center in Salina at 4 o'clock. We'll have that for you on the Silver Lake channel. Heston, the 2 seed, will play at Friends University in Wichita. They're defending champs against Scott City. Burlington, the 3 seed, will take on Heritage Christian Academy and Emporia State University at noon on Tuesday. Other local teams, Axtell Boys and Hanover Boys are the 1 and 2 seeds at state. And in 1A Division 2, Axtell Boys will play Hutchinson Central Christian at 2 o'clock on Tuesday at Emporia State. And at Kansas Wesleyan University at 6 p.m. in Salina, Hanover Boys will take on Deerfield. Rossville Girls make a state for the first time in 20 years. They'll play in Salina on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. They'll take on the 25-1 Ellenwood Girls. That'll be the game prior to the Silver Lake Boys game. At Class 4A, the Hayden Girls are playing at 6 o'clock at Boise State University against Andale Rock Creek, a 2-seed, 22-3. They'll play 8 o'clock against Chapman, who's from the NCKL. And then looking at what's taken place so far today, the Silver Lake Girls punched their ticket to state for the sixth straight year. They won over Riley County by a final of 56-41. The Rossville Boys also victorious today, so both the Silver Lake Girls and Boys and the Rossville Girls and Boys both, or all four, make it to state. Rossville Boys win by a final of 60-49. Hanover Girls go to state. They beat Axtell tonight 43-35. And two amazing games in 4A on the boys' side tonight. Rock Creek undefeated. A last-second three-point shot by the senior guard, Gavin Rosa. Rock Creek beats Bishop Miege 43-41. Rock Creek advanced to the state championship game. They advanced to the state tournament in 4A. They're undefeated. The other undefeated team in 4A, the only ones left, they nearly lost as well. The Phoenix of Atchison, they come back to beat Hayden 68-67. They're 25-0. And the Centralia girls, at the end of the third quarter in 1A Division 1, leading Clifton Clyde 57-36. It looks like they'll go to state yet again. And the St. Mary's boys lead over Care Paravel in the sub-state final over on 96.9, the full sister station, 30-23. The Centralia girls game against Clifton Clyde is on 92.1 KMZA. So a lot of excitement. And this game, it's anybody's game. It's Hiawatha and Marysville. We'll have the second half after a one-minute break. Marysville leading by two. This is high school sub-state championship basketball on the Hiawatha Channel, 103.9 KMZA.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. We start the second half. Hiawatha trailing by two. They have the ball moving to our left. Kenzie Nelson cut off on the baseline. Flips it to Michaela Williams. Corner three. Yes! Sarah Twombly hits the three-pointer. The first made three of the night for Hiawatha, and they take a one-point lead, 18-17. Paige and I were talking during that last commercial break at halftime that the Lady Redhawks are going to have to make some threes. That's a great sign. Twombly knocks one down. Her 18th made three of the year. Marysville being very patient. We had a low-scoring second quarter. Hiawatha outscored Marysville 5-4. That's it. Only 9 points in that second quarter combined between the two teams. Good defense. They trap it. Kenzie Nelson knocks it away from Packett, forcing the turnover. The eighth for Marysville.
That's her second steal of the game.
Here's Addison Williams bringing it down the floor. Back to the foul line. Nelson, Kylie, open three, bouncing off. Had a great look at it. Michaela Williams rips it away from the Bulldog player. Kenzie Nelson back to Kylie. And Hiawatha wisely backs it out. 6:38 to go, third quarter. 18-17, Hiawatha. Trying to go safe for the first time in 47 years. A little back cut. Kylie Nelson, nice move, steps in. Off balance! Hits the deck! Knocks it down in the lane! A point to contact chance for the end one! Red Hawks by three, and they've scored five in a row to start this third quarter.
It's a big swing there, Wade.
And she wasn't even able to square up. Kind of had to angle to get the shot up and over the defender. And not only that, she was fouled. It was on Milner, her first team foul. Free throw rims out for Kylie Nelson, a 70% foul shooter. Now a turnover steal by Kinsey Nelson, but she had nobody to throw it to when she was double-teamed in the backcourt. Marysville's had some problems with the pressure, and this time they're able to break it. Aubrey Dressman with the ball. Marysville in the road black uniforms with the white numerals and lettering outlined in the red, white trim along the jerseys and the shorts. Moving to our right, here's White to a sophomore. They reverse it all the way to the left corner. It goes to Holly, a sophomore. Inside rush the senior. Steps into two defenders. Forces it up. Back iron, no. Good rebound by Addison Williams. The Red Hawks leading by three, 20-17. Plumlee plays it out front to Makita Williams. Bounce pass to Addison Williams, and they'll set up their offense. Well, hand off Kylie Nelson to Williams. Michaela back to Kylie. 5:30 to go third quarter. Hiawatha has outscored Marysville 5-0 in the third period. Pump fake on the three. Stepping in. Nice pass to Kinsey Nelson. Who scores it? On a fantastic setup on the nifty dime by Addison Williams. Chance for another and one.
What a beautiful play there by the entire Red Hawk offense. Addison Williams gets the assist down to Kinsey Nelson for the traditional and one play. Hiawatha's up 22-17.
Red Hawks on a 7-0 run. Free throw goes in. Hit the heel, went up high, came back through for Kinsey Nelson. She gets the shooter's bounce. 23-17, Hiawatha. 8-0 spurt to open things up in the third quarter. Time out, Marysville. The Red Hawks pay for loud and proud. Time out on the floor, back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZ and Iowa Channel.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's Mini Flavors Homegrown Popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. Marysville with a 30-second timeout. Both teams have four remaining. Hiawatha in the midst of an 8-0 run to start the second half. Marysville with the ball moving to our right. 5:05 to go third quarter. Winner goes to 3A state tournament. Next Wednesday, the loser done for the year. Weitzel against this Hiawatha. 2-3 zone. They're packing in against Rush. Holly launches and hits. She could be the X Factor. She has a nice shooting stroke and form. High arcing shot. Nothing but nylon. 23-20. That's a huge shot for the Bulldogs. Third made three all by sophomores for Marysville. Hiawatha with the ball in the white jerseys with the red numerals and letting. Kinsey Nelson looked at a flashing Kylie Nelson. Didn't make the pass. Hiawatha moving to our left. Michaela Williams bumps in a foul call to the Bulldogs, and that's already their 13th foul of the quarter. Well, the energy right now, Paige, in the favor of Hiawatha and the Hiawatha crowd. Man, were they loud last night, and they are loud tonight.
Not too far of a drive from Hiawatha to Sabetha, and it's great to see the Red Hawk faithful here tonight.
Inbounds to Twombly, back to Addison Williams. She steps through, puts it up with the left-hand scores. Addison Williams being very assertive in the second half, breaking down the Marysville defense with the dribble drive. 25-20, Hiawatha. Addison has five. At the volleyball line, Dressman. Hiawatha packing it in against Rush. That's why Marysville's got to make some threes as, oh, wow, foul is tall. I thought it was all ball down low, but perhaps on the reach-in there was a foul across the arm. Rush will go to the line for two free throws, foul the active shooting. So on Kinsey Nelson, that's her second.
It's a tough foul.
Yeah, Rush kind of was bailed out, I thought, on that one. The free throw. In and out. What's that saying? Ball don't lie?
About to say that as well.
And a great minds think alike. Rush gets another. Picked up. And she missed both. But Dressman got the rebound and she traveled.
huge swing there. Marysville's going to pick up. I have them to their 10th foul or turnover so far tonight, excuse me.
Yep.
But that's still something important to look out for.
Robin Ashton-Williams across the timeline from right to left. Pressure defense, man-to-man by Packett. Plays it between the ovals of Kenzie Nelson. Now to Kylie. Kylie wearing a little bit of white tape on that left wrist. Gives it to Kenzie Nelson, who's had multiple double-digit rebounding games this year. Leading rebounder just under 10 a game. Kenzie leading away with 7 points for Hiawatha tonight. She plays from the right block. One dribble, spins, turns, leans in, lobs it. A little bit too tall. And off the hand to Twombly out of bounds. I think it was the right idea. I don't think Twombly is ready for the pass. That's unofficially 7 turnovers for Hiawatha.
I think it was a great idea. Kenzie and Claire, both seniors working on the paint, are big, as you could say, even though they're not very big.
Yeah, Hiawatha definitely giving up some height down low against Rush. That's why they're collapsing with their zone defense, which means Marysville's going to have to knock down that perimeter jumper, which always hit two, and Whitesville's hit one. Whitesville has it far side in front of the Marysville bench to the high post. This is Packett. Packett, probing, kick out, corner, on the way, and Holly, as I said, is the X factor. I saw her in Civil Lake this year, and she can light it up. 25-23, her third three, the fourth of the game for Marysville. And if she keeps making those, then you start going out and guarding her, and that opens things up for Rush inside. Here's Michaela Williams, angling inside, kick out pass, as to Williams. Drive baseline. Good move, but she misses a little bit strong. And the rebound to Dressman. She wants to run left to right. Dressman attacks the goal. She travels for a carry. Yep. That was a good call. Fans don't like the call, but that was a carry. That allowed her to take an extra step without dribbling. He could have called a travel or a carry.
Either way.
Either way, the turnover. The 11th for Marysville. 25-23, Hiawatha. Records don't tell you how evenly matched this game is. We predicted that, and it is coming to fruition. We think it's going to come down to the final minute, if not last shot of the game. Here's Michaela Williams looking inside. Puts on the floor. Gives it back to Addison Williams. Addison, pump fake, jab step, angles right. Lobs it far corner. Kylie, open, three, up and away. Can't knock it down. Kenzie gets the rebound. Nelson back out. They swing it to Michaela Williams. Michaela looking inside. Nothing there. And now she dribbles into some traffic, lobs it out to Swambler with a nice catch as she leaps to grab the pumpkin. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 25-23, Hiawatha. Addison Williams just dribbling it out on the perimeter, gives it to Twombly. Here's Kylie Nelson, screen set. Kylie, step back, nothing there, top of the key. Red Hawks being patient. Addison Williams veers into the lane, steps through, flips it up with the left. Left it short, ball tipped out. Rush comes away with the rebound and stepped out of bounds. It will stay with Hiawatha. Takes Gasper applauding her team's effort, and now motioning for what she wants to do on the inbounds play with a minute 42 to go in the third. 3A girls sub-state final. Hiawatha with a 2-point lead.
I'm curious if Hiawatha is going to try to draw a little bit of time off here. They are ahead by two. There's still a lot of time left in the third, but wouldn't it be a bad strategy?
With no shot clock, just be patient, get a good shot. The lob all the way out to Kylie Nelson. Kylie angling left, nothing there. Back out, Michaela wide open. James knocks down a three from the wing. Michaela Williams with seven, her first three of the night, her 30th of the year. Hiawatha 28, Marysville 23, and a turnover, a steal by Kinsey Nelson, her third of the night. Kinsey hands it off to Michaela Williams. Back to Kinsey Nelson, and all the way back near midcourt between the ovals. This is Addison Williams, 28-23. In favor of Hiawatha, they trailed by two at halftime, 17-15. We said they're going to have to make some threes. They've made two in the third quarter. Nelson, Kinsey, posting, turning, up and under, nothing there. Good defense, good patience. Michaela Williams looks for Kinsey again. Flips it to Kylie Nelson. Kylie going right, steps in, draws some contact, throws it up wildly off the glass, but she will get two free throws. I think the ball movement for Hiawatha, the spacing's a little bit better here in the third quarter. They're spreading out that Marysville D. The foul is on Holly, the sophomore, her second. Team foul number four on Marysville. Just one team foul so far here in the third quarter on Hiawatha. Bombly hit a three, and then Michaela Williams with a three. That's the two made threes I was referring to in this quarter as Kylie Nelson hits the free throw. She's 3 or 4 from the line. She has 5 points. Averages 19 a game. Single season points record Hiawatha this year. Single season record for threes, single game record for threes, and she knocks down a pair of charity tosses. She has 6. So looking for a first three of the night. But Hiawatha leads 30-23. Marysville could conceivably hold to the final shot with no shot clock. The game clock at 38. Marysville 9-14, Hiawatha 22-3 on the season. Marysville's played a gauntlet of a schedule. Many of their losses are state-ranked and state-qualifying teams. Dressman, top of the key. To our right, bringing it back, Spicer to Dressman. Clock down to 18. Coach Wertenberger saying we're holding for one. And Hiawatha crowd chanting Boring. Shot clock will eliminate this next year. Dressman plays over to Spicer. Nothing happening right now. Dressman over to Holly. 35 feet away from the hoop. She can't get off the shot. Great D. Kylie Nelson for the tough shot. Rush rebounds, and that's it. In the third quarter. Fantastic D for Hiawatha, and there's nothing cooking on that offensive possession whatsoever. They took 45 seconds off the clock and didn't get off a good shot at all. The end of three, Hiawatha leads 30-23. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KMZA.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Bushner, Paige Mueller, and Matt Morton with you on 103.9 KNZA and the Hiawatha Redhawk Channel. Hope you're enjoying it tonight. Season is on the line. One quarter to decide it. We start the fourth here from Sebessa. Hiawatha, their biggest lead tonight, 30-23. The Lady Redhawks trying to go to state for the first time since 1979. Marysville with the basketball. Hackett amongst the trees inside. She's double-teamed, trapped. She's in some trouble. Gets it over to Dressman. Dressman, hesitation dribble, angling left. Lost it. Goes to Hackett in the corner. She turns and faces. Kaya Nelson is in her grill. Hackett has a baseline. Good help defense by Addie Williams. Now Dressman fires a three. Up, back iron, no. Long rebound, Kylie Nelson, who boxed out the three-point shooter. Great defense by the Lady Redhawks. Kylie Nelson has it between the circles, moving to our left in white uniforms. Mary's West extend their D down seven in the road black. No shot clock. Addison Williams lobs it for Kylie Nelson. She catches it, turns, had it knocked away. It's loose. Rush dives for it, keeps it alive. Hackett is double-team trapped, gets it to Dressman, and then a reach-in foul called on Hiawatha. I think they got Michaela Williams. And that is Michaela's third personal, the first foul here in the fourth quarter. Hiawatha only committed one foul in that last stanza. 6:58 to go, fourth quarter, and Paige Hiawatha up seven, their biggest lead of the night, trying to close the deal.
Yeah, I think that foul by Michaela might have been a little bit of frustration. They've done such great defense. Tyler was sitting on offense, now looking to get back on the defensive front.
Under seven to play in the fourth quarter. Diagonal pass, Weitzel, sophomore, hops into a three and hits it. Man, where would Marysville be without their two sophomore guards off the bench? That's four made threes, five made threes for the sophomores. 30-26. Hiawatha lead down the four. That was a huge shot for the Bulldogs. Michaela Williams stops at the circle. Plays it right to Kylie Nelson. Entry to Sister Kinsey. Kinsey gives it up to Addison Williams. She shoots the three, trying to answer. Back iron, no. Dressman tracks down the rebound.
It's a great box out by Dressman.
Ahead to Packett. How much gas is in the tank? Marysville seems to be a little bit deeper team off the bench. Paige got that up earlier. Here's a lob into Rush. Triple team steps through and forces the contact and the foul. Boy, Hiawatha had it caged in, but Rush just kind of forced her way through. Broke through the gate, and the foul is on Addison Williams after her third, second team foul. So Michaela and Addison Williams each with three. Nobody in the game has four. There's a free throw in and out for Rush. She is 1 of 5 from the line. She has 7 points. Finley Hawley has 9 and 3 threes. Weitzel 6 points on 2 threes. Dressman a bucket, Packett a bucket. Not a lot of offense. Second free throw, Rush up and away, missed them both. Kenzie Nelson, great box out. Rush, 1 of 6 from the line. Empty trip, 30-26 Hiawatha. 6 minutes to go in the sub-state championship. Bounce pass in the near corner goes to Michaela Williams, and I don't know where she's going that pass. But there was nothing there. Easy steal for Weitzel, who looked like she was almost the intended target. Turnaround shot by Rush. That one misses to the left. And a fight for loose ball. Out of bounds. Last touch by Marysville. The Hiawatha ball.
Hiawatha, they still have quite a bit of momentum, but Marysville is doing a really good job of staying in this game, even though Hiawatha gained back the lead.
And Hiawatha needs to get it in. You got to think about maybe a timeout all the way to the front. It's stolen by Dressman. A foul on Addison Williams. Addison Williams with a fourth. And I tell you what happened there. First of all, Hiawatha, they had problems getting in, but you have to come and meet the pass.
100%.
And Hiawatha did not come to meet the pass. If you come to meet that pass, that would have been a foul on Marysville. Instead, Marysville was the one that came to the pass and made the steal. And now they have a wide open three, but Packett doesn't take it. Hiawatha with 9 turnovers, 30-26, Redhawks by 4. 5:25 to go. One of the things that we coach our young basketball players, youth basketball, always come meet the pass, especially against pressure. It's little things that you can be taught when you're 8 or 9 that can turn into something big when you're in high school. Three-pointer missing by Dressman, rebounded by Kinsey Nelson. Kinsey always so good on the glass. Ahead to Leert. Gives it up to the trailer, Kylie Nelson. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Hiawatha clinging to a four-point advantage, 30-26. Paige, don't check her blood pressure right now, as Nelson is bumped on the far side. And that is a Rush. That's her second first-team foul, three-team fouls in Hiawatha in the fourth quarter. Hiawatha's a team shoots 61% from the line. Marysville's not a good foul-shooting team. So keep an eye on that. And we have a timeout. What's the call? Official stop play, blew the whistle. And we await to see what they've decided to do here.
It looks like a timeout.
It looks like a timeout, but it's kind of an awkward conversation here. And we're still waiting.
Oh.
So they do say a timeout called, a 30-second timeout called from Marysville. And we will go ahead and keep it here. Marysville burning their second timeout. They have 3 remaining. Hiawatha has 4 timeouts remaining. Huge thank you to all of our sponsors, Hiawatha Channel, including State Farm Insurance, Travis DeMay, Granite Road, Greenhouse Nursery and Garden Center, Peterson Seated Services, McCartney Auto Body, Hiawatha Family Dentistry, Skyview Equipment, Hiawatha, The Shirt Shack, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company, Hiawatha Tire and Lube, Edward Jones, McDonald's of Hiawatha, TechRx Pharmacy and Home Care, and Howard C. The name just half of the sponsors. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel Foam Ground Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of foam-grown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack.
Well, Wade, I think a key for Hiawatha these last 5 minutes is to be clear on the foul as they have to play clean defense.
Inbound, Michaela Williams. Here she gets it back, a deep three, and it hits the rim and then goes over the backboard and out of play. That was a college 3.3. That was 4 feet beyond the high school 3.1.
She was basically in Hiawatha.
Yeah, it was another zip code. The 4:40 to go, fourth quarter, 30-26, Hiawatha. Pass inside, tipped, it's loose on the deck, diving for it, Michaela Williams, and last touch by her. If I stay with Marysville, Kylie Nelson sent over the official on the far side, pleading her case about something.
Apparently Hiawatha's pleading their case as well.
Yeah. Inbounds, Dressman, the trigger it in. Lobs it all the way to Packett. In the corner, Holly, they left her alone, and she rims it in and out. Dressman, the rebound, went up on his block, batted out by Kylie Nelson, coming away with his packet. Boy, Hiawatha dodged the bullet, because Holly had a wide-open three, and she's made 3 threes so far tonight. That would have cut it to 1. He's kind of holding your breath as a Hiawatha fan when that one went up. 4:15 and ticking, fourth quarter. Hiawatha leading by 4, 30-26. The winner goes to the 3A state tournament, first round Wednesday. Holly gets another crack at it, and makes it. Well, you got to stay with Holly. You got to make somebody else beat you from 3. That is 30-29 now, Hiawatha by 1. Holly with her 4-3. One of the problems when you play zone, though, is you're going to have some openings on offense to shoot threes, especially if you're packing in against the tall 5'11 rush inside. We said Marysville's got to make some threes, make Kyle to pay for that defense, which is probably the right strategy. There's a 3-by-12 where that missed everything. Goes right to Kenzie Nelson, who's fouled on the footback side, to go line for 2 free throws. And so you're really picking your poison. You don't want Rush to beat you. You want other people to beat you. And Marysville, the only reason they're staying in the game is because Kenley Hawley has hit 4 threes, and another sophomore, Weissel's, hit 2. They have 6 as a team. As that foul is called on Dressman, that is her 4th. Second team foul. Kenzie Nelson to the line, and she switches the first free throw. Kenzie with 8. She's 2-of-2 from the line. Just a 51% foul shooter, but switched that one as if she was a 90% shooter.
I find the wood every single time you say stuff like
that. Well, I know. If I had that much power, I would be on the beach somewhere. 31-29. I pick the lottery numbers every week. Kenzie Nelson makes both free throws. See, there's no jinx. 32-29. It's only true if you believe it. Scoreboard's got it all messed up. They're going to get it fixed, though. 32-29. They give that one to Marysville. How a lot of fans let them know about it. Here's Rush turning. Lobs it in the corner. Through the hands of Weissel. Not a good pass. Up high and into the Marysville student section. Marysville with 12 turnovers. How 14? Okay, so I missed a couple there. 14 turnovers. 32-29. Hiawatha with the lead. 3:20 to play in the fourth quarter. And a timeout called by Hiawatha coach Jasper. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KMZ and the Hiawatha channel.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Falls City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout called by Hiawatha, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. As Hiawatha with the ball, they have 3 timeouts remaining. Marysville looking to trap out of the timeout. Addison Williams had it deflected, goes to Kenzie Nelson. Kenzie triple team, brings it down low, and a foul is called. This Jessica said they call a timeout if she needed to. Foul call to Rush, that's her third. Third team foul.
Good job at Marysville to triple team Kenzie Nelson. Kenzie did a great job trying to break through, and she did draw that foul.
Both teams with 3 timeouts. 3 minutes to go. Trapped in the corner is Michaela Williams. She throws it off the leg of Kenley Hawley on the far side in front of Hiawatha bench.
Smart.
Yes, it is. Hiawatha fans on the far side, hoping that their team can punch their ticket to state for the first time since 1979. Addison Williams with a left-hand dribble. Little crossover, dangerous crossover, and Russ jumped in, knocked it away. And what's the call? Jump ball. And that's probably the right call.
I agree.
And the arrow. And the officials say to the Hiawatha, to the Marysville players, they're all standing up, and they can't be doing that. They got to sit down in the bench area, and they let them know. Sideline warning. So the arrow went to Hiawatha. They have the ball. I'll tell you right now, Hiawatha can't sit here and think they can milk the final 2:42 without scoring. Here's Kenzie Nelson, and she's bumped and fouled. And I don't necessarily think that's what Hiawatha's doing, but they are really spreading it out offensively all the way near half court. Marysville trying to trap. And with no shot clock, technically Hiawatha doesn't have to take a shot the rest of the game if they could hold the ball and protect it. But that would be asking a lot. That's a foul on Spicer. That's her third. Fourth team foul. Marysville. Next one will put Hiawatha to the line for double bonus. No more 1-1s. That stopped a few years ago. Kylie Nelson, who has not made a 3 tonight. 72 on the season. She has 6 points. Dribbles into the corner. That's a bad spot to be. gets it to Addison Williams. Addison brings it back over to Michaela Williams, over to Addison Williams. And right now, Hiawatha just playing the old game called keep away.
Sister to sister right now.
Yep. Addison to Michaela. Now to Kylie Nelson. Three guard weave. Dribble handoff. Coach Wittenberger saying, get up there. Guard him. Addison Williams. Bounce pass to Michaela. Now back to Addison. Addison drives. Oh, well, it probably would have cut to the bucket. She would have had a layup. But she stayed on the baseline, got the pass. Here's Michaela Williams. Turns the corner, going left. Got to watch out for the double team, and there it is. And that's called for a foul. And that is her fourth. And that's the 15th foul. So Hiawatha basically milked a minute off the clock. There was some tumultuous times there where they almost turned it over, but they didn't. And now you have to go to the line and knock them down. Michaela Williams, 64% foul shooter. Hiawatha's team, 61%. Michaela, sophomore, averaging 11 a game, has 7 tonight, including a 3. Free throw up and short.
I'm 100% blaming you. There's a lot of emotion right now in this gym here in Sabetha. Good crowds on both sides.
A lot of red. There's a red and black. I love the red, the white. Oh, second free throw halfway down and out. So Michaela misses both free throws. If she makes one, it's a two-possession game. Instead, it's a one-possession game. Dressman across the timeline left to right. Into the corner. Whiteville open. Three to tie. Got it. We're tied at 32. Back the other way, Kylie Nelson. Underhands it to Addison Williams. Minute 27 to go. Kylie Nelson steps through, misses the banker. Marysville has it. Hiawatha missed two free throws. It could have gone up two possessions. And Marysville comes down, hits a three. You guessed it, from another sophomore. Whiteville has three threes. The other sophomore, Holly, has four triples. They have all seven of their threes. That's 21 of their 32 points. 1 minute to go. We're tied at 32. Marysville could hold for the last shot with no shot clock. This is why we need a shot clock in the future, if you believe in that, if you're okay with this. Here's Whiteville, a three up and away. Hits it again. 35-32. Back the other way. Kylie Nelson gives it Michaela Williams. Nearly traveled. Now to Addison Williams, 35 seconds. Addy all the way to the lane. This is the running layup. Rebounded by Patrick. And a foul call on Hiawatha. Hannah Whiteville right now is the hero for Marysville. Back-to-back threes at the 145 mark and at the 45-second mark. Eight threes for the Bulldogs coming from two players. Kenley Holly and Hannah Whiteville each have 12 points. 24 of Marysville's 35. Full court pressure. Hiawatha, the next foul still doesn't put Marysville on the line. They got to foul and give one up here, and they do. And that foul is on Twombly. Check that. It's on Kylie Nelson. That's their third. And that was the 15th foul. They were late putting up the last team foul. So this is, and that's good news for Hiawatha, because you don't want Marysville to milk any more clock. Wow. Hiawatha was up three at the foul line. Unable to hit the free throws. Marysville comes down. Whiteville hits a three. And then after a missed bucket by Hiawatha, Whiteville hits another three from the exact same spot, the far corner in front of the Marysville bench. Free throw up. This is a big one. Bounces off for Packett. As I said, Marysville's not a good foul shooting team. This is a gigantic free throw. It's the difference between a one-possession game and a two-possession game. Packett has just 2 points tonight. Free throw is up, and she rolled it in. 26 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KNZN and Hiawatha Channel.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the situation seems dire right now for Red Hawk fans, but let me point out, Marysville's not a good foul-shooting team. The key here is Hiawatha's got to score fairly quickly, right within 10 to 12 seconds at least. As we got people standing up in front of our camera. So we'll do the best to get it in. Here comes Kylie Nelson. Kylie on the near sideline, and she's bumped and fouled, and that's not a good play by Marysville at all. Because that puts Kylie Nelson to the foul line, and she's a 70% foul shooter. That's the last thing Coach Wurtenberger wanted his team to do was foul. So it'd be a good foul if you had a foul to give, but they don't. Free throw missed by Kylie Nelson. Kylie, a 70% foul shooter, 4 of 6 from the line tonight. Well, this one you definitely need, of course, because you're down 4. It's make it a one-possession game. Still have time to force a turnover. Second one, and Kylie hits it. He's 5 of 7, 36-33. The inbounds, they can trap and not foul immediately, and then try to foul, and they get it over to Weitzel. Weitzel heads to Dressman, and Dressman is fouled with 13.5 to play. 36-33, Marysville with the lead. Marysville trying to go to state for the first time since 2018. Hiawatha trying to go for the first time since 1979. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Got to tell the tall guy in front of us to sit down, but he might punch me or something, so better not do that. Some people are just not aware of their surroundings. Let's just put it that way. 13.5 to play. They live in their own world. 36-33, Marysville with the lead over Hiawatha here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by Slater's Homegrown Popcorn and Lighting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Slater's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, perfect timeout snack. Hiawatha led by as many as 7 at the end of the third quarter, 30-23, but Marysville with some timely three-pointers. They've made 8 threes tonight, and Hiawatha has made tonight just 2 threes, one by Twombly, one by Williams. And you pointed out that in Hiawatha's 3 losses, they haven't made many threes.
Yeah, and I believe tonight, less than 5.
And tonight, less than 5. They're on 2. Yep. But despite that, they were up 7. But then Whitefield and Holly go crazy from 3. 13.5 to play. Hiawatha, they get a turnover. They have a chance to still perhaps tie the game with a 3 as Michaela Williams. A Delia Graham warning. She came across the far sideline there. If she reaches across and hits the player or the ball, it's a technical. Gets it into, shout down was Holly by Lear. You got to give up the foul. Hard to hear the whistle as we're on the Marysville side. So now Marysville, they really now only need to make 1 out of 2 free throws. There's Kinley Holly, the 5'5 sophomore, 12 points, 4 threes. Anna Weitzel, 12 points, 4 threes. Both sophomore guards, both come off the bench. 24 of their 36 points coming from sophomores, all the points from the three-point line, and all the points coming from the bench. That is unheard of. That was on the floor earlier. This is where you wish you had the 1-1. Like right now, if that would have been a 1-1, you'd have to rebound, you go the other way, but there are no more 1-1. Holly misses. Now you need her to miss again. Then you need to rebound. Second free throw for Kinley Holly. 5'5 sophomore. She shoots. She makes it. 13 for Holly. Full court pressure, Marysville. Probably smart here. Slow down Hiawatha. Kylie Nelson ahead to Rocky. Fumbles it. Shoots. Had it blocked. Dressman gets it. 3 on the clock. And that goes it. Marysville going to state with a 10-14 record. Marysville knocks off Hiawatha 37-33. The tremendous season for the girls of Hiawatha ends
at 22-4. Hiawatha boys season ended last night, 22-4. Both so close to making state. But Marysville, you have to give them credit. They were down 7 at the end of 3. They were down 3 with less than 2 to play. Weitzel hits a 3 to tie it. And after a missed Hiawatha shot, Weitzel hit another 3 from the same exact spot far side to give them a 6-point lead. A 3-point lead at 35-32 and hit a couple free throws to seal the deal. And so Marysville going to state for the first time since 2018 as they have their championship trophy. They were just presented. And Hiawatha getting their runner-up trophy. Marysville with their championship sub-state trophy. They will more than likely be the bottom seed, the 8th seed in the 3A state tournament. They don't care about that right now. They're going to state for the first time since 18. And now Marysville celebrates. The student section runs onto the floor. The Hiawatha girls, an amazing season, comes to an end. The third best season in school history, 22 wins, 22-4, their final record. As your final tonight, Marysville wins in a low-scoring affair. Marysville 37, Hiawatha 33. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back here on our post-game show, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate here at 103.9 KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to our post-game show, the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Hiawatha girls' season comes to an end here tonight in the sub-state final, final 37-33. Hiawatha led early 4-0. Marysville took a 13-10 lead at the end of one. It was a low-scoring second quarter. Hiawatha outscored Marysville 5-4 in the second frame. Marysville led by 2 at halftime. And then in the third quarter, Hiawatha came out blazing. They scored the first 8 of the third to go up 23-17. Their biggest lead was 7, 30-23 at the end of 3. In the fourth quarter, Marysville was able to make a 3 when they needed to stay within a possession almost the whole fourth quarter. And then Hiawatha up by 3 with about, I think it was 2 minutes to go, missed a couple of free throws, and then Weitzel comes down, the sophomore, ice water in her veins, swishes a 3. Far corner in front of the Marysville bench area. That tied it with a minute 45 to play. And then after a miss on the next possession of Hiawatha, it was Weitzel again, almost the exact same spot.
deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say. And Weitzel with the dagger to give Marysville a lead with 45 seconds to play, 35-32. And then Marysville able to hit a couple of free throws to seal the deal. And they get the job done here tonight in Sebasta. The number 11 seed will go on to state. It's the first trip to state for Marysville since 2018. Let's go all through the statistics brought to you by Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holt Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Andler, and Michelle Carlson, or NAK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. And Marysville tonight was led by Kinley Hawley with 13 points, a clutch free throw at the end to seal it. She had 4 3-pointers. Seemed like every one of those threes were gigantic, came at big points in the game. Anna Weitzel with 12, 9 in the second half. In fact, 9 in the fourth quarter, and she hit 3 threes in that fourth quarter, including those 2 daggers at the end that, in essence, were the difference in the game. She finished with 12 in the 4 triples. Casey Rush, Iowa, did a good job on her, averaging 15. She was held to 7. She's 1 of 6 from the line. Abby Dressman had 2 points, and Reese Packett with 3 points, including a free throw late. Marysville just 5 of 12 from the line. They did hit the 8 threes, and that stands out. 8 3-pointers, and really that was the difference in the game at the end, is that Marysville made some threes, and in Hiawatha, they average about 7 a game, 7.5 a game, only made 2 here tonight. And the turnovers, Marysville with 14, Hiawatha unofficially with 10 tonight. Hiawatha was 9 of 16 from the line, hit 2 threes, 1 by Michaela Williams and 1 for Claire Twombly. Offensively, no Redhawks in double figures. Kinsey Nelson led the way with 9, 3 of 3 from the line. Addison Williams, 5 points. 5 points to Claire Twombly, including a 3. Kylie Nelson finished with 7. She was 5 of 7 from the line. Did not make a 3 tonight. Michaela Williams with 7 points and a 3-pointer. And so you certainly look at this Red Hawk basketball team. You know, you look at the seniors that are on this roster in front of me. Kenzie Nelson, Addison Williams, Claire Twombly. Those 3 starters. This was their last game, unfortunately, for them. You'll have Michaela Williams back, a starter. You'll have Kylie Nelson back next year. She'll be a senior. Pauly Rocky will have to step up in a bigger role, probably. Laura Leertz, of course, graduates. Callie Scott graduates. Remy Siebenmorgen have a chance to step up. Chrissy Allen, a senior, graduates. Daja Beck is a freshman. Mackenzie Shepherd's a sophomore, and I'm sure there's other young ladies, you know, at the JV, a freshman level, or even, who knows, some young ladies at the 8th grade level that could play as freshmen that will have to step into some roles left by some of these senior starters. But I want that heck of a year, and it's time now for us to reveal the player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And, Paige, I think the player of the game, I mean, I don't know who you'd like to vote for, but I thought Kinsey Nelson was really active tonight. She does such a good job on the glass when she's undersized with her height. She had 9 points. She was 3 for 3 from the line. She had a 3-point play, and she did a really good job. And, yes, she had some help, but she did a really good job when she had to kind of pack it in on Casey Rush, who averages 15. She was held to 7 tonight, so if you're cool with it, I was going to go with Kinsey Nelson as our player of the game.
I totally agree. I also have her with 4 steals.
Oh, that's right.
And that's not an easy thing to do, especially against this Marysville team. They're extremely good, so hats off to them as well. But Kinsey is my player of the game as well.
Okay, so Kinsey Nelson is the player of the game, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And we want to update you. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors, because this is the last broadcast on Hiawatha Channel here for the basketball season. And we greatly appreciate all of the sponsors that make it possible. Want to thank Maxima Insurance in Hiawatha, Ag Partners Cooperative, Carl's Body Shop, Rainbow Communications, Jade Millwright, Inc., Waddell & Reed Financial Advisors, Dana Winters there in Hiawatha, the Hiawatha Booster Club, New China, Noel Boy Construction, Vintage Park in Hiawatha, Howard Seed, TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care, McDonald's of Hiawatha, Edward Jones, Brad Edwards, your agent, Hiawatha Tire and Lube, Citizen State Bank and Trust Company, Shirt Shack in Hiawatha, Skyview Equipment in Hiawatha, Hiawatha Family Dentistry, McCartney Auto Body, Peterson Seed and Services, Granite Road Greenhouse Nursery and Garden Center, and State Farm Insurance, Travis LeMay, your agent, your State Farm agent. And remember, without these sponsors, you would not get to watch the streams for free, whether they're live or if you access the archives, which are also free. So when you have a chance, thank those sponsors, and because we want to keep doing this in the future. And there are schools and there are fans across the state that have to pay for their video streaming, or every time they have to subscribe, or they don't have any video streaming whatsoever, or don't have announcing. And so we hope that you appreciate everything that, you know, listen, I just helped out here a little bit, there, here and there. Paige Mueller, Matt Morton have been your voices all basketball season long. Heather Williams has helped with the camera and done a great job helping us there. Matt was running the camera here today. And is there anybody left out, Paige, in regards to anybody helping you guys this year? Appreciate everybody that helped create the Hiawatha Channel 4 years ago. I know Seth was a big part of that, getting it started. And so we appreciate all the hard work that everybody put into it. And then we appreciate the hard work by the teams. You know, not everybody gets to go to state. And Hiawatha girls and boys were so, so close. I know Paige and I both felt like they, you know, when I saw them against Silver Lake, I thought, listen, I think Hiawatha can get both teams to state. And we know about the boys with the injury to Stephen Morgan certainly made it tougher. And they had put up a valiant fight last night and came back and nearly came all the way back down 16 in the fourth, cut at the five. And the girls tonight, you know, it was right there, so close. And we said before the game, this would come down to the final seconds. And it did. And one team has to win, one team has to lose. That's the beauty and the curse, the bad thing about sports. When you're on the winning side, it's ecstasy. When you're on the losing side, it is agony.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. There is no in-between. But, Paige, I want to give you a chance to say something here before we let everybody go, because you're highly invested. You're a Hiawatha alum. You're a student at Kansas State University. I just want to let people know, Paige has put a lot of miles on the vehicle to come back and forth all year long for all the basketball during the season. Sounds like she's going to help us again next year for football. But I just want to thank you for all your time you've put into this. And, yep, we've had, as with anything in life, we've had some issues to deal with technical issues, this and that, whatever. We fought like hell to get them fixed. And you have been a trooper. You've been patient through the whole process. And you're a very young person, way younger than me, who's still learning the craft, and you're getting better all the time. And so I'll let you have a chance to talk about this season and what it was and how it was so important to the community. Both teams going 22-4.
I think it's something that very few people expected. I think they knew Hiawatha had a lot of talent, a lot of promise, but 22-4, I don't think I even pictured that. I doubt many people did. I know Kansas Land, they did a great job to pick the third in the Big East League on the boys' side, and man, they were close, but those boys improved and they got to first in the Big East League, and that is my first time I've seen a basketball championship in a league title in my lifetime, because I was 2010, I was three.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a special season there as well. But for the girls especially, these are all my friends, and I think it's so important for me to see them success, and even when they lose tonight, the talent support is unlike anything I've ever seen, and it makes me darn proud to be a Red Hawk, and I will always be proud to graduate from that amazing school. So.
Well said. Well said. Thank you so much, Paige, for all your hard work this sports season. As we can tell you a few other finals before we let you go here on 103.9 Kansas and the Hiawatha Channel. Let me see here and pull it up. We can tell you Silver Lake girls won earlier tonight, 56-41 Riley County. We can also tell you that the Axtell girls lost to Hanover, so Hanover is going to state. Rock Creek boys won a last-second shot to beat Bishop Miege in 4A. They're going to state undefeated. Atchison stayed undefeated, 25-0, came back to beat Hayden in the boys' sub-state final. So Rock Creek, Atchison, both undefeated, only two undefeated left in boys' 4A. They make state. Let's see what else we got here. Centralia girls going to state. Seems like they're there every single year. They go into 1A Division 1 state. They beat Clifton Clyde tonight, 69-57. St. Mary's boys going to state in 2A. They beat Cary Paraville, 67-47. Of course, here, Marysville girls winning over Hiawatha, 37-33. And the Marysville girls will go on to state with a losing record at 10-14. Of course, the Axtell and Hanover boys making it to state yesterday. And also, the Silver Lake boys making it state, the Rossville girls making it state, the Valley Heights girls also making it to the 2A state tournament. So, we've got a lot of teams that we cover here in Northeast Kansas, across our listening area, going to state here in the state of Kansas. So, we'll have a lot of coverage for you on all of our radio stations, whether it be 92.1 KMZA, 103.9 KMZA, or 96.9 The Pulse, or Sunny 101.3, or 93.7 Care. Am I leaving one out here? It seems like
KTNC.
I am. There we go, KTNC, Nebraska and Falls City. We've got a lot of stations that can help cover all of these teams that make it to state tournament action. And we appreciate Megan back at the studios here in Hiawatha and all of their board ops throughout the year. And they'll be busy next week as we will put together our broadcast schedule, and we'll have games still on the Silver Lake channel going forward. But unfortunately, That'll be the end of the season on the Hiawatha Channel with the loss here tonight. Hiawatha boys and girls created a ton of excitement this year and created memories that will last for a lifetime. The boys, 22-4, first league title since 2010, and what a night when they beat Silver Lake. Stephen Morgan with the game-winning bucket and got a stop in the final seconds to win the league title outright with the head-to-head over Silver Lake. The girls, before the year, like, hey, we don't finish in top six in the Big East. They did just fine. They got second in the league and was facing Silver Lake for the championship. They lost only one time on their home floor all year long. Their losses to really good teams. And Marysville, like I said, throw the records out, 9-14, all the losses that Marysville had to some amazing teams, many of them state qualifiers, teams that are ranked in the top five in the state, many in class 4A or above. We knew that Marysville was better than the record indicated, and the margin there is so, so, so slim when you get to this level at any sport, when you're just a step away from a state tournament, NCAA tournament, you know, a one step away from a championship, whatever it might be. It's sometimes the ball bounces a certain way, and you might be celebrating instead of being in agony, and you can experience that ecstasy of moving on to state or winning a state championship. But we do know that this is a season that people will not forget anytime soon in Hiawatha and the surrounding area, as both the Red Hawk girls and boys make it to sub-state finals, both finish the year at 22-4. As your final tonight, Marysville wins here in Sebatha over Hiawatha by a final score of 37-33. Thanks for tuning in tonight on 103.9 KNZA and also on the Hiawatha Channel. Good night from Sebatha.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
The place for everything local, Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts.